With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The voters of Tennessee's 7th Congressional District have spoken. In a special election, they've chosen their next congressional representative.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for his guidance and grace every step of the way.
Matt Van Epps will be heading to Washington.
The people of Middle Tennessee stand with President Donald J. Trump.
Republican Matt Van Epps addressing supporters after winning a special election in Tennessee, keeping the 7th Congressional District in the GOP column. A military veteran and former State General Services Commissioner from Nashville, Van Epps defeated Democratic State Representative Afton Bain.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says Van Epps did have President Trump's endorsement. A high-level advisor to Russian President Putin describes talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the war in Ukraine as constructive, but no breakthroughs.
Putin met late Tuesday in Moscow with U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff and son-in-law Jared Kushner. The Russian and American sides agreed not to disclose the substance of the talks, but Yuri Ushakov, a senior advisor to Putin, spoke briefly to reporters. Some of the wording that was proposed to us doesn't suit us, so the work will continue. The meeting was another step in a renewed U.S. push to broker a peace deal that has been out of reach since Trump's return to office in January. I'm Nayan Kim.
Secretary of War Hegseth is vowing to press ahead with strikes on suspected U.S.-bound drug-running boats in the Caribbean and the Atlantic. Hegseth says narco-terrorists deserve to be sent to the bottom of the ocean because they have been poisoning the American people. A second strike on one vessel has outraged Democrats, who have been tossing around the term war crime. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 93 points higher. This is SRN News. The incoming mayor of New York has added a transgender former rabbi to his transition team.
Zoran Mamdani says Abby Stein, a man living as a woman, will join the panel as he prepares to be sworn in next year. Stein, who had been a practicing Orthodox Jew, came out as a woman and an atheist in 2015. He was a leader in efforts to get New York's Jewish voters to support Mamdani, despite his anti-Israel rhetoric. The new mayor has made a lot of promises to the LGBT community, including a $3 million trans workforce development program. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new book illuminates a little-known aspect of Russia's history, its post-war anti-Semitic purges. In the mid-1950s, Russian officials carried out a wave of state-sponsored anti-Semitism, including the purge of Jews from multiple occupations and unwritten quotas that limited their professional and their educational opportunities in the Soviet Union. This is SRN News. Serena Williams is throwing cold water on the idea that she might be preparing to return to tennis.
Williams wrote on social media Tuesday that she is not coming back after a spokesman for the International Tennis Integrity Agency said the 23-time Grand Slam champion had registered with the sports drug testing body. That is a first step that would be required by a player seeking to come out of retirement. The 44-year-old Williams has not competed since the 2022 U.S. Open. Bob Agner reporting.
Costco not waiting to see whether the Supreme Court strikes down President Trump's most sweeping import taxes. The retailer is already going to court demanding refunds on the tariffs it has paid. The Court of Trade and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit in Washington ruled earlier this year that the biggest and boldest import taxes are illegal. The case is now before the Supreme Court. More details at SRNNews.com.